Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today. We are in Exodus 14, and I hope that you've been with us in the previous episodes. If you haven't been, back up a few episodes and get a run and go at it. Because what's going on here is the children of Israel are feeling trapped. They've been delivered from Pharaoh, but Pharaoh's now pursuing them. And Pharaoh is pursuing them because God set him up. God told Moses for the people to backtrack some. He said, turn around, go back this other direction. When you do that, Pharaoh's going to think that you're lost, and he's going to start pursuing you. That's exactly what happened. So now the children of Israel are crying out to God because there's water in front of them and Pharaoh and his armies behind them, and they don't know what to do. So they cry out to God. That's good. But then they start blaming Moses, and they're saying, why did you bring us out here to die? We could have been there in Egypt. We told you we didn't want to do this. I mean, it's all this crazy stuff. You know, we saw all that in previous episodes. But God says, no, don't worry about it. He actually said this to Moses. Why are you crying out to me? Tell the sons of Israel to go forward. He said, lift up your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it. He says, as for you, you do that. Then God said this in verse 17, as for me, behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians so that they will go in after them, and I will be honored through Pharaoh and all his army, through his chariots and his horsemen. So God told Moses what was going to happen. He said, why are you crying out to me? You have what you need. Lift up your staff, stretch out your hand over the sea, and divide it. And the sons of Israel said, go through it. You're going to go through the midst of the sea on the dry land. And not only that, I'm going to harden your enemy's heart. And they're going to go in after you. Well, that doesn't sound very encouraging yet. They're going to go in after you. In other words, they're going to be pursuing you. Okay? They're going to be pursuing you. But he says, don't fear, don't fear. Now watch this. Verse 19. The angel of God, who had been going before the camp of Israel, moved and went behind them. And the pillar of cloud moved from before them and stood behind them. So as they had been coming out of Egypt, where they had been enslaved, that area, they were going forth. The angel of God was going before them. And the pillar of cloud, of God's presence, was going before them. Now, of course, this begs the question, right? Who is the angel of God? Well, I can tell you forthrightly. It is the angel of God. Okay? The angel of the Lord, okay? And the Lord, he went before them by a pillar of fire and by a cloud, right? It's described as the angel of God. You know, almost immediately people always go, well, is this the Lord Jesus? Is this the Lord Jesus? Well, perhaps. Perhaps. Okay. The angel of God, usually if it's a Christophany, it's the angel of the Lord. But could it be? Well, sure, it could be, you know. But why not just take it what it says? It is the angel of God. And so he'd been before the camp. Now he's behind them. The pillar of cloud that had moved before them is now behind them. Verse 20. So it came between the camp of Egypt and the camp of Israel. And there was the cloud along with the darkness. Yet it gave light at night. Thus the one did not come near the other all night. So what's happening here? Well, the angel of the Lord, angel of God, goes behind them. Then the cloud moved behind them. The cloud gave protection between the camp of Egypt and the camp of Israel. And it says this, there was the cloud along with the darkness. Okay, along with the darkness. It's nighttime. Yet the cloud gave light at night. The cloud gave light at night. Well, why would they need a night light? A light at night. Well, you're about to see because they're about to make their escape in the night. Okay? In verse 20, thus the one did not come near the other all night. Verse 21, then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea and the Lord swept the sea back by a strong east wind all night and turned the sea into dry land, so the waters were divided. And so Moses did what the Lord said. He stretched out his hand with his staff over the sea, and the Lord swept the sea back. He used a strong east wind all night, a wind that did divide the water, a wind that dried out the land. Verse 22, the sons of Israel went through the midst of the sea on dry land, and the waters were like a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. Can you imagine? Okay, can you imagine Moses stretching out his hand? The water is starting to be divided. You see it happen because you've got a nightlight going here with a cloud behind you, and it's blocking off your enemy. And you're watching all this happen. And you watch the waters divide. And you watch the seabed becoming dry land. That's a very powerful wind that can do that. A very precise wind that can do that while not blowing the people away that are on the beach, okay, on the land right there. It is the hand of God. And then the sons of Israel get up and they go through the midst of the sea and they're walking on dry land. And when you read this, it's hard to tell if they did it during the daytime or if it was actually at night. And I'm thinking it's like latter part of night. As the sun's about to come, as day's about to come, I could be wrong with that. We'll see as we go, okay? Because little things I'm seeing here. But they're going forth. And as you're walking forth, they're looking on both sides. And on both sides, it's a wall of water. Okay? Now, the wind is not blowing so hard that they can't walk. It's not blowing their kids around. It's not blowing their stuff around. So the Lord divided it. He dried the land, and then the wind is calmed down enough to where they can walk through without any trouble. And yet there's walls of water on both sides. How deep? I don't know. We don't know exactly where they crossed. I think we've got a pretty good idea where they crossed. And it would have been deep, okay? Been fairly deep. I want to say even hundreds of feet deep right there. And they just see this wall of water. And you think, what must they think? Well, I'm going to give you a little hint, okay, because we're running out of time. Let me jump to the last verse of this chapter. When Israel saw the great power which the Lord had used against the Egyptians, we'll see that in the next episode, the people feared the Lord, they believed in the Lord, and in his servant Moses. Yeah, you can't help but believe, right? When you see this magnificent power being manifested to deliver you. Oh, but if they had only been faithful and remembered what they had experienced. Yeah, isn't that a lot like us? Sometimes we forget what the Lord has done for us, folks. Do we not? Well, again, don't forget, and we'll see more in the next episode. I'll see y'all then.